Welcome to Loud and Lifted. I'm your host, Betsy Ham. Have you ever been blindsided by someone you trusted at work, in a friendship, or just in a space where you thought somebody was supposed to have your back? I'm sure the answer is yes, because honestly, we all have. In this quick lift, we unpack the conversation with Kristen Pucci, where we talk about the gut punch of betrayal, why it happens, what it costs, and how to move through it by becoming the kind of person who doesn't do it to someone else. So, first, let's define betrayal. It's a violation of trust. When someone you counted on acts against you, lets you down, or fails to protect your interest. In the context of women in the workplace, betrayal often stings deeper because it clashes with the expectation of solidarity. We expect friction from competitors or maybe even people we don't have a relationship with, but not from those who we consider friends or mentors or who we've established some kind of professional relationship with, other women who should have had our back. So let's dig into the key takeaways. First, why does it happen? Betrayal often happens because of someone's insecurity, the scarcity mindset, social conditioning telling women there's only room for one of us at the top, a lack of confidence. Often, it's not about you. It's about them and their insecurities or their issues. Now, if you've been listening to other episodes, you realize how much we talk about confidence and because it's so important. And I find when someone doesn't have confidence is when these bad behaviors like betrayal occur. I can think of several instances through my career. Maybe there was two managers who were at the same level doing very different jobs, and they got along until somebody started to get a little bit more of the spotlight and get a little bit more credit, and there became this jealousy against the other woman who wasn't even in competition for anything. So it wasn't necessarily about the job, it was about the credit and the spotlight, where I could see the bad behavior starting to come out due to the person's lack of confidence or their insecurity. I've even seen this happen at high levels of an organization where there was a group of women, a big group of women who were all directors, and everything was fine and good until one person betrayed the other, and it just created this domino effect. Everybody lost the confidence and the trust within each other, and it was almost like it was contagious. It was terrible, and it just absolutely became this toxic, terrible culture and environment because people started to lose the trust due to the betrayal. Now, here's the thing and takeaway number two, betrayal isn't always loud. We do think about that, right? We think about the sabotage, we think about the backstabbing, we think about the shit talking. But another form of betrayal is when it's silence. When you needed support, maybe you were left out of big decisions on purpose, it's realizing someone watched you fall and they did nothing. This happens a lot, and I think it's hard to identify because when someone is shit-talking you, it's very clear, right? It tends to get back to you. You tend to find out about that betrayal. But that betrayal where you think you have this relationship with someone, they're very supportive to you in a personal setting, maybe through text, but then you find out that publicly they're not supportive. And I would say, honestly, this has probably happened to me more, this type of betrayal in my career, than anything. And it definitely hurts the most because it does take you longer to realize that the relationship you have isn't real. When that person does not have the ability to support you publicly or even, let's say, on LinkedIn or social media, you realize that they aren't there to be your fan, that they're secretly hiding in the background. And that just stings. That definitely is something that's harder to define. But when it does happen and you finally realize, it hurts. And I've certainly had this happen just recently with the change in career. Some people who you think are your fans and who are your cheerleaders and you're supportive, and they're still being very nice and supportive to your face. But when it comes to those public opportunities for them to have your back or stick up for you, silence. Fun. So we'll move on. Takeaway number three, you can heal. The fallout is real, as you can see. That was a little frustrating for me to think about. But betrayal can leave you questioning your worth, your instincts, and even your leadership. It isolates you, it demoralizes you, and worse, it makes you want to shrink, or it makes you want to have revenge. So what do you do when this happens to you? Let's just say I do not suggest the revenge piece, but there's a couple different ways to approach this. First of all, you have to start naming what happened and you have to set boundaries to protect your peace. And most importantly, you can't carry that forward. You can't carry it with you, and you can't just do it to somebody else. You don't want to become that woman who hurts others, and you don't want to go back for the revenge. So a couple ways to address this. My personal way that I handle this, and I know it's not comfortable for everyone, is to have a conversation. Now, Kristen talked about this in the podcast where she said, how are you? What's going on? Trying to like seek to understand if that person is in a bad spot, in a negative spot, because as we mentioned, this is often not about you. It's about them and their insecurities. To be honest, depending on the situation, I would address it. And you don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be an asshole about it. But having an open and honest conversation, you have a relationship with this person, right? There's some kind of connection. You had this ability to have a relationship, and now they've broken that trust with you. So having the conversation of just saying, hey, I heard, I saw, I'm feeling, whatever it is, if you can make it about you and your feelings, I think that makes people less defensive. But just addressing it, because I think the reality is if you don't address those bad behaviors, then they continue. The person will just continue down that path of the negative behavior. So I know that you can't always address it. And that's where I think maybe Mel Robbins' advice of let them comes into it. Sometimes you are just going to have to let it happen. Let them talk about it. Let them not be positive to you. And I know that's very difficult. And again, it depends on the situation, but there is a time for the let them. And then there is that time for let me talk to you about this. And especially if you're in a situation where maybe it's somebody who is a higher level than you, maybe it's even your own boss, which is really hard to deal with, that's a challenge. Maybe you can address the conversation with them, but a lot of times you probably aren't going to be able to. And if you're in an environment where that kind of behavior is just tolerated and it's part of the culture, that's, I think, a very important time to take a step back and realize, is this the best environment for you? Is this where you should be? Because if the bad behavior and the betrayal and the negativity is allowed, it creates a toxic culture. And at some point, you really are going to have that honest conversation with you if that's the best place for you to continue to be. So don't be her. Don't try to get revenge, but also figure out how you can stop and not carry that forward with you, and certainly make sure that you're not doing it to someone else. So that's takeaway number four. Don't be her. Don't be that woman doing that. Gossiping, gatekeeping, withholding information, undermining, those are all betrayal behaviors. Be aware when they creep up. Let's be honest, no one's perfect. I am certainly not going to sit here and claim that I've never had some of these bad behaviors. And I think it's very easy to get sucked in, especially gossiping. I think that's one I know I have been guilty of that in the past. And maybe I instigated the conversation, and maybe I was with somebody who did and I participated. And being a participant in those types of situations and those conversations is bad. And it's very easy to get sucked in, especially if you're agreeing with what that person says. But you have to stop. You have to stop yourself and say, wait, I'm not participating in this. And you have to call out other people. Maybe you're not comfortable calling somebody out who has bad behavior against you, but I bet you're more comfortable of calling somebody out when they're doing it to one of your friends or to your coworkers. So take that opportunity when you start to see somebody else do that, whether it's the gossiping or the undermining, or you know someone's withholding information, and call the person out. And again, you can do this in a way that's productive. It doesn't have to be aggressive. Maybe sometimes it needs to be aggressive, but have that conversation, make the person aware that it's happening, and then see if you can move forward. We often talk about bringing seats to the table and including everyone, but the reality is a lot of times we're pulling chairs out from each other, and that's the kind of behavior that has to stop. And this goes back to the whole fact of how women do not support each other as well as we could. So don't be her. Take a step back. Look at your own behaviors, and when you find yourself starting to do it, call yourself out and stop. And also hold people around you accountable for that same level of support and taking care of each other. This episode hit a nerve for a reason. Betrayal isn't rare, and talking about it doesn't make us dramatic. It makes us prepared. Betrayal leaves bruises you can't always see, but they shape how we lead, who we trust, and how we speak up again. You're not too sensitive, and you sure as hell didn't deserve it. So pick your head up, protect your peace, and don't let their brokenness break you. Heal loud and lead louder. And remember, we rise higher when we rise together. If you haven't listened to Kristen's episode, I strongly encourage you to do so. As always, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone you know who could also appreciate it, and continue to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on Instagram. Until next time, stay loud and stay lifted.